Birmingham, Alabama, USA. WEWN, Birmingham, Alabama, USA, a Catholic radio service of the Eternal Word Television Network. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16, 13 through 16. And now it's time for Who Do You Say I Am? With Father Mitch Pacwa. And now, Father Pacwa.
God be with you. We're here to discuss the New Age movement that is spreading around our country and other parts of the world. We've defined it as being a network or loose movement where people believe in pantheism and monism, that is, everything is God, everything is one, and people want to attain a new state of consciousness for a new age that's about to take over our old age. Now, that's our basic definition, and we're going to repeat that many times. But let's take a look a little bit more at the roots of all of this in our own country. Now, this is my own perspective on it, but I think that there's something in our own religious history as Americans that has opened up the possibility of the New Age movement. As a matter of fact, I think in part, it's a twisting, a perversion of Christianity and the Christian experience. Let's go back to the 1800s. In the 1800s, the 1820s in particular, there was a movement of revivalism in the western United States. Now, in the 1820s, that meant upstate New York and, you know, the western parts of Pennsylvania